I'm here in the middle, actually, of near Lafayette Square Mall in the middle of the city. And there's a acres of land here. And I'm here with Life Point Church, and we do have a team leader here that would just like to share simple kindness that makes a big difference in the community. So what's your name and your church, and what have you done today?
My name is Fallon Dial. I'm part of Life Point Church, and we have a team of, I'm guessing, between 15 and 20 people, including kids, that have come and helped dig up the sod and get the ground ready for farming. Uh-huh. Planting.
So this day is, what is this day for? I understand that Life Point Church mobilized how many hundreds of people today?
Our church is right in the middle of a sermon series with the book of Amos, and we're talking about just social justice and reaching out and being the hands and feet of Christ. And so we have actually 350 people from our church out today doing various service projects in the community.
And where's your church located at?
We are on the southeast side of Indianapolis, on Combs and County Line Road.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
With Faith James Kimbrough of Channel 8 Religion in the News, and she's here today too. So what's your encouragement for regular people doing simple things that make a big difference?
I think that my encouragement for regular people for doing things simple and different is that people really need to come out, because when you actually are out here tilling the ground and working, you actually can feel like the work that God wants us to do. Things just don't come to normal people quickly, and if they kind of understand what's behind getting this area prepared, it will make you have a better appreciation for what God is doing in our lives. And sometimes we need to slow down. We want things put in the microwave, and we want things done quickly. But when you take your time and when you slow down and you actually look at the whole process and then look at the fruit of your labor and how you can reap the harvest of what you've done, you have a better appreciation for life.
That's right. So for our listeners, you just have to, whenever you use your microwave, just remember what Faith just shared with us. Thank you, Faith.
You're welcome, Marilyn.
Chris is one of the members of Life Point Church. And Chris, what did you do today to get these things done? Tell us.
We all the group worked as a group, and a lot of teamwork here. And we got the job done for Faith, Hope, and Love.
Yeah, that's great, man. And, you know, this is for regular people, you know. Whether you're a policeman or whatever you do, you have something to give back. Thanks a lot, Chris. Now, you rented something to get the things done.
Not without your help. We rented a sod cutter and uh-huh. got the job done. So have a nice plot here.
Yeah, he's a man to get it done. All right, Chris, thank you.
All right, thank you.
So, what's your name?
Lennon.
Okay, what did you do today?
Play Transformers every day.
Oh, wow. Did you enjoy it today?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't get to play.
You didn't get to play?
Because I was late.
Oh, because you're working.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's good.
And it has, like, little wrinkles
uh-huh.
on the shovel part.
Okay.
And it's supposed to say Skinner.
Oh,
on
okay.
the back.
All right.
And it's my grandma and grandpa's.
Okay, so you help out today, right?
Yeah, but I'm looking for it, and if I don't get it,
Hi everybody, this is Jeff Payne, and I'm the assistant producer of Religion in the News on Wish TV Channel 8, and we're out here on the west side of town doing some digging, and I never thought I'd find myself out doing this kind of volunteer work, but it's real good to get out and see other people of God doing great things. So I just encourage you all, if you have a moment to volunteer, find something to do that's going to be a blessing to other people, and God bless you.
There you go. Simple people doing simple things can make a difference in our neighborhoods. So just go out there, just do it. You don't need to have a grand plan, just have a big heart. God bless you.